Hello, and welcome to Embark, a journey to supporting your child's faith. Embark is a place for parents who are seeking a way to come alongside their child to help them grow in their faith. Whether your child has a different faith than you or the same faith, we're going to give you the skills and resources to have conversations about God and Jesus and what it means to your child. Embark is here as a resource to help parents support their child's faith through conversation and communication. This is our third of five sessions, and in this week's session, we'll be focusing on personal awareness and openness when it comes to faith and the journey that that is. For this session, we're going to be looking at ourselves and how faith affects you and through that, your children. By this point, you may have had some questions come up for yourself that you were wondering about, and that's great. Like I have said before, you're not expected to be an expert in this situation, and it's 100% acceptable to have questions of your own. Having and exploring questions will help you as an individual grow, and therefore will allow you to be open and informed when and if your child approaches you with a similar situation or question. This process of questioning is good. Whether you're looking to understand the faith more or deepen your relationship with God, questioning is always a crucial component of growth. If we never questioned where we stood, we would be unlikely to push ourselves further. I wanted to make sure that I addressed this issue, because I think it's an important one. I think if I were to simply focus on your children and not your growth, I'd be doing a disservice to the possibility of growth. Being able to open the floor for this type of self-discovery is huge and can support your child more than you might imagine. For me, becoming a Christian in my adulthood changed my family dynamic and the way I related to my parents. For me, them asking questions about their wonders has been imperative to our connection as a family unit. It means a lot to me as their child when they take interest in my faith and support me in ways that they can, even if they don't believe the same ideas I do. We talked about ways to grow last session and how important a community and the Bible are to that growth process. This applies both to you and your child. I understand that you may not be in the same belief system as your child, but all I ask from you is to be open to questions and to answers. To be able to grow, we first have to be open to the possibility of that growth. There are many common questions that you might be wondering, and rather than creating a page full of frequently asked questions, I'd rather get the dialogue going. This will allow us as a community to come together and explore this. Just as you are supporting your child, we want to be here to support you. Now seems like a great time to mention how you can get a hold of us or send us questions. Please do not hesitate at any point of these sessions to ask questions. But if you've been sitting there making a list thus far, now is your time to shine. We would be more than happy to do our best in helping you out. Feel free to email us using the links in the show notes. Along with contacting us, we will be giving further information and resources on finding some answers on your own in the show notes after this episode. Lastly, I want to explore the idea of change for a second. It's difficult. We've already said that. But if you are in a place of possibly asking yourself some of life's biggest questions, change can be terrifying to many, specifically when we're talking about faith. We see fear arise because it means that the life you are living may look very different down the road. I remember when I was 18, when I first made the decision to follow God. Sure, a daunting decision. I often found myself comparing myself to other Christians, seeking perfection in my pursuit. Truth is, in this endeavor, perfection is unobtainable. It's a continuous, growing experience. I'll be the first to admit I do not know everything. But personally, I do know the danger in seeking perfection, and how in the beginning, that may be a very real thought. So, here is my complete and unsolicited advice. Take it one step at a time. Allow yourself time to explore. If you're asking questions, then ask the big questions. If you're exploring Christianity with your child and wondering things of your own, then be okay with that. Don't be afraid to say, I don't know, and don't feel like you need to have it all figured out at once, or even at all for that matter. Seek truth and answers will come. Change is scary, specifically for adults, because it makes us vulnerable, and typically, we don't like that feeling. It's like feeling exposed or naked, and in many ways, we're being emotionally and spiritually bare. To change, we have to be self-aware enough to notice what needs change, and brave enough to take the first step. Again, it's not about being perfect, now or ever. It's about each step that connects us with the questions and answers you may be seeking. Change often has an element of learning, or a learning curve associated with it. This learning curve can be the catalyst to our growth as an individual. It will challenge us to unlearn and relearn some ideas about our life, which can be scary but rewarding at the same time. These challenges often come with our perspective of ourselves and how we are perceived by others. A common question when thinking through difficult topics such as faith is often, how this will be understood by the people around me, my loved ones, and my family. Although a prominent and fair question, this should not hold you back from exploring your faith or asking questions that you may have. This is why surrounding yourself with a community that can help you through this process is key. Whether that be for your child or for you, community involvement and support is crucial for the growth in both of you. In the post after this podcast, we'll be exploring some of the most common questions. I invite you to send me ones that we have missed out on. If there are questions now or later, feel free to use the show note contacts to get a hold of us at Embark, and we'll be happy to explore with you. Remember, Embark is here to serve you. If you have any questions or concerns, please use the contact points found within the show notes to reach out to us at Embark. As always, I am thrilled to be on this journey of discovering your child's faith with you. Let's continue to embark on this journey together.